But yeah, so the whole day has been celebrating Norm, having fun. So we'll do a little dedication ourselves here in about 15 minutes, and then at 2:30 we'll sesh it up with some more NBA notes. But a little audio bag here. Ted Emmerich, of course, friend of the show, friend of the station, big P1, is our major golf update connoisseur. He does golf updates for Westwood One, and he normally likes to work in whatever ticket bid he's got.
And this goes to hundreds of radio stations. It's not just us.
Yeah. Across the globe.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but yeah, it's all over. It's national. And with the news of Norm upon us, we had the U.S. Open this past weekend, which meant Ted Emmerich was in full effect. So what do we have, Blake?
Yeah, we have four cuts here where he forced in Norm into his updates. Here's Thursday.
Fowler 6-under through 13 holes. He's got a one-shot lead. Xander Schauffele 5-under through 12. Brooks Koepka certainly one of the picks of the poll this week after winning his fifth major at the PGA last month.
Okay. Solid.
Yeah.
Picks nice hat tip.
Yeah.
This also from Thursday.
Two-time major winner Colin Morikawa staring at one of the longest par threes in U.S. Open history, the 290-yard 11th, and he hit the ugliest tee shot in the history of mankind, right of right and short.
Heck yeah.
Kind of inside, but that's obviously Norm talking about Texas Tech kicking the ugliest
after
field goal.
Yes,
the
field goal.
His heart out to Norm.
For those that have missed it, here's the context.
I'm a better person for having gotten this job, for getting to work with you regularly, for becoming your friend, and I would sit here for as many hours as you're willing to sit here just to say that I could help out and be a part of it. So I love you, buddy. Thank you, and congratulations, because you are the best.
And by the way, Tech just hit the ugliest field goal in the history of mankind.
Ticket secret?
That's, yeah.
Well, I think that clip is edited.
No way. Don't dump that.
I mean,
you edited that?
No, I didn't do it, but
I was.
Well, Savoy's laughing in the background.
I was there.
I think he said a little something between, and then
like,
cut
"Thank
it
you,
out.
Mike" or something.
Yeah, I don't think it was straight to.
Why would you do this on Norm's day?
I'm on his side.
He did say "Thank you, Mike," and then he went into the Tech thing.
How could you?
Why? Let us live in ignorance.
That was not another great question.
No, yeah. Nico was wrong.
Blake is the conspiracy theorist on this show. I'm just bringing mine in.
Whether it's edited or not,
100%.
Having been there that night, it was abrupt.
It was funny.
Okay.
It is very funny.
Okay.
But I'm just saying.
Let's try to recover. This is from Friday.
Ask Dustin Johnson. The 2016 U.S. Open champ landed in the Barranca at the par 4 second and ended up with quadruple bogey 8. He is lucky he didn't make 9.
9?
Okay, was that 9? From the E-break?
That's a really recent one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty strong week, I thought.
Yeah, very strong
Donnie
week.
And DJ, that was
that
classic.
Was kind of amazing. Yeah.
Bob burping, I mean.
Yeah.
Just clarifications. All I want.
That's fine. What are you guys doing today to yank the e-break?
Well, Norm is doing the fantasy call of the Belmont, which
yes.
We will set an over-under of how long the call will be.
Is it an interesting
race,
Norm? Are we going to get down, or are we just going to let this one pass by?
George, we are going to get down because the race has come up pretty interesting.
Okay.
Is it a small field again?
9? Well,
ooh. Actually, went German on us there.
9? Is it a good race? 9? 9?
That's really funny.
9? Like Norm would respond, 9?
9?
Went full Colonel Klink.
Yeah.
All right.
Even just starting a sentence with a number is very funny to me.
Yeah.
When you're not asked what it is, just hey, yes or no. 9?
9?
7?
All right, last one.
And today, Clark is the outright leader in the second round of the U.S. Open. 9 under par, he's through 11 holes today. Clark started on the 10th. At 2, it looked like he would give one back, but he did not give one back. Mm-hmm. Made his par putt from 10 feet.
Those are good because they're way more subtle. Like, that one you'd never perk up if you had no idea what he was doing.
And he had the voice, too, a little bit.
Yeah, which makes sense to us.
He did not.
We played this yesterday, but it's always fun to listen to.
You'd lose $150 million.
If I made
$50 billion, I wouldn't worry.
He does not make $50 billion, Tom.
Norm.
Tom,
you're throwing numbers around.
Tom, well, you haven't even answered my question. You offer Todd Zeal.
You are an apologist.
I'm sorry. That's it.
How dare you talk about Todd Zeal like that?
The he did not is one is a ticketism that gets buried deep in my brain. And when I hear anything outlandish, it's he did not.
Anytime you hear a large sum of money or something,
just anything that could be slightly exaggerated, I counter with he did not do whatever. Well, good work, Ted.
Beautiful, Ted.
Good stuff. One more piece of audio for you here as we pivot. It's the Homer Call off season, so I'm gonna enter this one as its own thing. This was yesterday between the Braves and Phillies. In extra innings, the Braves have put up a 5 spot.
Mm.
Okay, so we're in the top of the 10th inning, and Marcell Ozuna,
who was once traded for Sandy Alcantara and Zach Gallen.
Not the typical Kemp spin people have for him, but okay. He's got some Dombey stuff, I'm pretty sure.
Seam spin, yeah. But he does have that, too.
But that's not brought up in this clip, by the way. But they are mad because he hit a home run and then decided to do a little celebration with Wash as he rounded third.
And the pitch to Ozuna. Swung on and blasted. Deep to left field, forget about it. Two-run homer, Marcell Ozuna. And the Braves with a 5 spot on the board here in the top of the 10th inning. Ozuna with his 14th home run of the season.
What is that? They're going to stop in the middle of the third baseline and
Ozuna
do it.
Ozuna just now steps
that's
on
a
home
joke.
Plate.
Ron Washington, that's just not professional. Stop in the middle of the third baseline so they can do a little hand dance.
Boy.
A little hand dance.
They did was he stopped, he turned, and they did like a low five, and then he kept going.
That's pretty common.
Just unprofessional.
He does that with every home run. That wasn't just that one.
They were mad that they were getting their ass kicked in extra innings, and so he took it out on Wash, of all people.
Poor Wash.
You
can't attack Wash.
Yeah.
That's a
legend.
According
to the audio, he's like, oh, he just touched home like he took off 12 minutes ago. Like he was rounding the bases at a normal pace, and then he stopped for 2 seconds
He didn't even stop. Have you seen the video? Here he goes.
Yeah, he keeps going. He keeps it's just going. A low five.
Totally unprofessional.
I love hearing
so unprofessional
old baseball They're people totally get panties in their wads. It's so great. Especially when Wash is involved. Keep doing it. I hope
baseball
next time
people.
They do like they do the full kid and play dance right there at third base and just do a couple of backflips. Really lean into it because who cares? They're going to get mad anyway.